UK, flights have been cancelled with planes diverted. Rail services in Scotland are suspended until around midday. Our correspondent Alice Porter's at London's King's Cross.
There's been multiple trees that have fallen on the train lines. There's also been sheds, there's been greenhouses, all of which ended up on the train. So that's having a knock-on impact. And I've had a look here at King's Cross at the arrivals board. There's a number of delays and cancellations.
A whistleblower who resigned from Greater Manchester Police has claimed failures in the force have left a paedophile ring for 7 years. She claims the Child Protection Unit isn't fit for purpose. Ron DeSantis has said that Republican voters want to give Donald Trump another chance after he pulled out of the race for the White House. The Florida governor is now supporting the former president. Millions of parents in England are being urged to book their children in for their MMR jabs, as health officials warn of a very real risk of measles outbreaks. A new NHS campaign's begun after a rise in cases. Dr. Jonathan Leach is from the Royal College of General Practitioners.
Children are really sick. There are sometimes really difficult and horrible consequences. So encephalitis, which is a sort of inflammation of the brain, can sometimes be about 1 in 1,000, which can lead to fits and deafness, occasionally, sadly, to death.
In the past half hour, British number one Cameron Norrie's been knocked out of the Australian Open after losing in 5 sets to Alexander Zverev in the last 16. He twice came from a set down to force a decider. And India's star cricketer Virat Kohli has withdrawn from the first 2 tests with England due to personal reasons. The team's governing body says the batter needs to give an undisclosed issue his undivided attention. That's the latest. I'm Laura Safe.
This is Phoenix FM. Thanks very much to Laura. Let's check the weather.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
And now, after yesterday, you've still got gusty winds and sunny intervals for today, but it is feeling warmer at 11 degrees. There will be some sunshine poking through the clouds as well, going down to about 4 degrees overnight.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. How are you on this Monday morning? How did you weather the storm yesterday? What happened? I noticed in the garden before I left this morning, there's a few bits and pieces that were all over the place, but I'll sort that out when I get back. So what happened for you? I hope none of you have lost any roofs or fences and or anything worse than that, in fact. So yeah, let me know what happened yesterday. I know different parts of the country obviously affected differently. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last 2 hours of broadcasting brilliance with the breakfast show. He'll be back to do it again tomorrow. You've got me for the next couple of hours here, all fresh and warm on a Monday. And you might say, Michelle, why are you saying the word warm like that? You know, might be your first time listening to the show. Well, what it is that my heating was off. If you listen to me on a regular basis, you know this. So it's been off for 2 weeks. At the coldest snap, I think, that's been reported for a very long time. So I had no heating. I had hot water, luckily, but no heating. So the guys came in on Saturday. Thank you so much to the team that came in on Saturday. They were amazing. I've got a new combi boiler. They took out the boiler. I didn't realise I would have... they took out the hot water tank. I didn't realise that I wouldn't have an airing cupboard anymore until Saturday morning. It was what a fool. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I've got all my radiators working lovely. I've got hot water. I've got a brand new boiler, which is big boiler. I managed to fit it in the cupboard that the other one was in. And I, first off, I thought to myself, because, Mike, you know what, the pressure in my house has been absolutely dreadful. Probably in the last 6 months, I get a trickle of water. It takes an hour and a quarter to run a bath. It's normally cold by the time I get in. And if I want to wash my hair, the shower is like dripping, like drip. And it's really hard, obviously, to get your hair done and stuff. So when they were there, I turned the tap on. I was like, oh, my God, that's really good. And then it was really high pressure. And then I tried it again. It gone back to drizzle. I thought, that's because obviously they were working on it. Anyway, I went and checked it again just before they went. And the water pressure is so amazing. I turned the shower on. The shower was jumping around. It was so powerful. The shower is jumping around the back. And what made me laugh in the evening, I was brushing my teeth and I turned the tap on because it's normally just a dribble coming out the tap upstairs. Downstairs is fine. And I put some toothpaste on my my toothbrush, and the pressure was so much that it shot it off the toothbrush and straight down the sink. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I'm getting used to the pressure in the taps at the moment. But the shower, it was lovely this morning. Got in the shower. I took the thing off the wall, actually, which was where the shower used to hang up. It doesn't, because there's no pressure in it. So it's not there. So I need to get a new one, because the pressure in it is unbelievable. So I'm so excited and so grateful. And that's the question of the day. What are you grateful for? I'm grateful for having hot water, shower, and also for having heating in my house. That's what I'm grateful for at the moment. Really, you know, really grateful for it. Saturday I was freezing, sat up there in my office with a coat on the electric fire. But what are you grateful for? That is the question of the day. So let me know. And let me know also how everything was for you in the storm. I know a lot of people have had, you know, will be missing roofs, fences, gates, all sorts of things. Far worse. So let me know what happened. No guests today, but I do have guests coming up this week, which you can check out on the schedule, the www.phoenixfm.com. But I do have some new music coming up this morning, which will be first plays from Rogue Effects. Good morning, if he's listening out there. Sometimes he is, sometimes he's not. But it'll be Rogue Effects and Sign of Crows in the Dead of Night, which is a brand new track to play out. Plus, I've got some other great music to play out for you as well. And we'll be looking at some news stories. I want to particularly look at the stories about some of the Victorian diseases coming back, which is a little bit of a worry. Victorian diseases are making a comeback. You know, like things like scarlet fever, tuberculosis, cholera, whooping cough, things like that, that were kind of in the Victorian times, probably up until the 1950s, and then they've kind of phased out. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about that as well. And also, something like rickets, can you imagine? Isn't that dreadful? At the weekend, I did actually had a nice breakfast. I actually drove out and got a Sunday breakfast on Sunday. It was really nice to have a proper Sunday breakfast, although I didn't eat all of it. But you know, like sausage, bacon, and I don't know why they put hash browns on a Sunday breakfast. Never understand that. Should be banned. But there we go. I did have a few baked beans. They were served separately, so that's a good thing. At least they were served separately, not all over the rest of the food. Otherwise, I'd have gone berserk. There was no tomato. There was a mushroom. You know, not everybody likes it. I like black pudding. Not everybody likes that. And hash browns. Why are you putting hash browns on an English breakfast? Like, they should be an additional, optional extra. It's probably because they're cheap, actually. Anyway, it was nice to just have a breakfast. And then I bought that donut again. I shouldn't really, because I tell you what, there's something I could get addicted to. Marks and Spencer's do Yum Yums. I remember having those when I was a kid. And they're kind of like, they're very light donut. They're not like a stodgy one. But this thing, the new donuts they've got, I don't know if they're called cronuts, but they've got layers. They're not like, I can't eat donuts because they give me indigestion. But these things are like, oh. I mean, there must be other places that do them, but not traditional donuts. They're like, they've got layers. Oh, I tell you what, I could have eaten five of them. Well, I say that, I wouldn't have done, but wow. I had to eat in stages, though, because the sugar rush would probably blow me head off. Here is Dua Lipa. This is Future Nostalgia. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM. Get in contact on Facebook. Drop me a message or a voice note. I love your messages.
You want a timeless song. I want to change the game. Like modern architecture. John Lautner coming your way. I know you like this beat. Because Jeff been doing the damn thing. You want to turn it up loud. Future Nostalgia is the name. I know you're done trying to figure me. In a glass house, you keep on talking that talk. One day you're gonna blast out. You can't be bitter if I'm out here showing my face. You want what now looks like? Let me give you a taste.
can't teach a man how to wear his pants.
Then we had Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. We're going to get there in the end. And that was the 1975 with Girls. Girls. That always reminds me of Father Ted, doesn't it? Girls, drink. I won't say the other word. It's daytimes.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management of Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org. Take the first step to recovery.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent? Book your next holiday But not just Travel Brentwood. We can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, tinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
Brand new music, Carlotta Brill and Amelia Rose with Distance.
Too late tonight, 'cause I called you mine. And oh, every time something happens in the sky. Too late tonight, 'cause I called you mine.
Discovery. I'm just looking at some local businesses. I won't give the name out, but if they're listening by Brentwood Station, there is a beautiful fishmongers. I've just seen that they're doing for Valentine's Day, and I'm how long was it going to take me to talk about food? I'm salivating over the. Do you know what? Lobster is one of those things I think I'm going to really love, and then when I have it, I'm like, actually, I didn't really enjoy it that much. Crab, on the other hand, I do like crab. I don't have it very often, but I used to like crab claws, and that always reminds me of my dad, actually, because he loved crab. The brown meat in the crab I can take or leave. Sometimes it's really nice. I tell you what it's good to do, actually, if you with crab, is you can make a really nice linguine, and crab with chili. And it's really easy. Basically, you put the crab, you mash up some garlic, some chili, and some lemon juice and olive oil, and you sort of mix that up. Then you add the crab. It's a nice little recipe, and just chuck it over hot tagliatelle, or not tagliatelle, it was linguine, sorry, the thin pasta linguine. And then you can put some parmesan over the top if you want, and some parsley. It's lovely. And you can make it quite garlicky and quite warm, but it's just a really simple dish, and it always tastes lovely, even if people don't like crab, because it's not full. You know, you can put a little bit of crab in it. But I know crab's an acquired taste. But I'm just looking at the fishmongers. They're doing it because it's Valentine's Day coming up soon. I'm only giving you a warning. It's the 22nd. So if you're in a relationship, possibly. Some people celebrate it, some people don't. But they're doing a platter. I just ordered that for myself. Although the oysters on the platter, and I've never eaten an oyster, because I read somewhere that you can have a funny reaction to an oyster, and, you know, that's it. So I've never tried. I think I'm not so bad if you haven't cooked, or you haven't grilled, don't you? But I've never had one. I've never been brave enough. Isn't it weird? I love food, and yet I won't have an oyster. I just can't do it. I should really try. I should go somewhere nice and try, really, possibly. Maybe that'll be a little goal for this year. I might be able to achieve that. I'm writing in my journal at the moment. If you haven't got one, get yourself a journal. They're great. They've got to look back. I'm looking back at last week going, I haven't done any of the things on my list so far, and I must do them. But at least I'm writing them in a journal every day, you know. The other thing I have to tell you about, I'll tell you about it in a while, actually. We'll play a bit more music. But I got a request on my TikTok. You know, I do love a TikTok. From a guy that wanted to be my sugar daddy. I'll tell you more about it in a minute.
Remember that tank top you bought me? You wrote your gorgeous on it. You took me to your rented motor car and filmed me on the bonnet. You got me to hitch my knees up and pull my legs apart. You took an Instamatic camera and pulled my sleeves around my heart. Because you're sexy. You tore away my shirt. You rubbed an ice cube on my chest, snapped me till it hurt. Because you're gorgeous, I'd do anything for you. Because you're gorgeous, £20. You promised to put me in a magazine, on every table, in every lounge. Because you're gorgeous, I'd do anything for you. Because you're gorgeous, I know you'll get me through. Because you're gorgeous,
That is a great track, Justice with DVNO. Before that, we had Baby with Your Gorgeous. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM, and I'm sure you are incredibly gorgeous as well. No matter what you're doing this morning, how did you get on in the storm? And what are you grateful for on this Monday morning? What are you grateful for? Now, as I said, I was contacted on TikTok by somebody that wanted to be my sugar daddy. Now, normally, if they get in contact with you, these guys, and it's always, they're always scams, but you just have to be really careful. But I always delete. When I get people, single men that add me on TikTok, especially on TikTok, it goes, normally if I see that somebody's added me, because I do try and, you know, I would have a lot more followers if I had people that are scam accounts or just rubbish accounts to follow me. So I don't. When I do see that people have followed me, I normally go and check. I probably haven't done it since the very beginning, but I think, you know, I do go and check. And if I see it's a guy, I check out who he is. If it's music and stuff, I'm like, that's absolutely fine. But if it's a guy that doesn't really have many posts, or he has a post of him with a dog or with a fish or with a, you know, with a daughter, widow, or works in the army, then I know they're scam ones and I just delete them. But this morning I got a message. I was like, oh, I'll have a look and see what the message is. And it was like, I've seen your pictures. I wish I had some really lovely music I could play in the background for this. Hold on. There we go. Let's do it like this. I've seen your picture, Michelle. And I thought, oh, okay. You look very beautiful. And I knew that was, you know, I mean, with the best will in the world, you look very beautiful. I'm imagining that he talks like this. I'm looking for somebody so I can be their sugar daddy. To him. And I thought, you know, considering how old I am, if somebody wanted to be my sugar daddy, which means an older man looking after a younger woman, he'd have to probably be about 105. And I've definitely more want to go at somebody that age. Sugar daddy. And after I stopped laughing, I went immediately to the delete button and deleted it. But I was still laughing for ages. But I do get these, honestly, what we get on social media, and without, you know, making too light of it, what we have to put up with as women, getting these ropey messages from men, is unbelievable. And I'm sure that it happens to guys as well with that. It does. I know friends of mine still get, you know, messages from women all over the world, like, oh, you look really lovely and it's wonderful, can I be your friend and all that. It's terrible, especially if you're lonely as well, if you get messages like that. But anyway, I try to delete them, because what you want are real followers that are going to engage, not these bots or, you know, fake followers. Bridget said, I'm grateful to have crossed your path thanks to the Condrex. Oh, yes, you have. You are gorgeous. I pay her to say this, by the way. You help many people through getting good mood. Bonjour, Michelle. Oh, bonjour. Well, there we go. That's a lovely big up for myself. Excellent. That's what I like on my radio show. A big up for me, and it's all about me. Oh, I'm glad you're in a good mood. I'm trying to keep people happy and jolly on a Monday after a terrible storm we've had here. I don't know, did you get the storm in France, Bridget? Was it about there too? I was looking at some of the live light weather reports last night. And it looked pretty bad. I remember storms. I mean, I remember loads and loads of storms that have happened over the years and stuff. So do you think our weather is getting worse or not? I don't know. It seems a little bit unpredictable. I mean, there has been tornadoes, hasn't there? Was it somewhere like Manchester or something that had a tornado? I don't know. It is a bit strange. So anyway, I don't have a sugar daddy. I don't want one. And if I did have one, they'd be 105. And, you know, nobody gives you nothing. Nothing. You get nothing for nothing. So, you know, always remember that. I have to say a big congratulations to local business, Benjamin Charles, who's on Crown Street. Congratulations, he's been there a year, and that's been through hard work and well done. So, hooray! Little round of applause. He won't be listening, because he likes to listen to Kiss FM in the morning. 10:39. But it's not my fault. It's just the way it is. Isn't it? Just some people listen, some people don't. Let's have the brand new one from Roachford, All the Love We Need.
If we could have the world, or something to make us better, like a million diamonds and pearls, would they matter? We've been looking everywhere for something that makes us happy, but it's always been right here, where you and me have everything we need. 'Cause we got all the love, we got all the love we need. You and me got, oh, more than just enough, we got all the love we need. And as long as you're here with me, there ain't nothing that we can't be. Oh, we got, oh, more than just enough, we got all the love we need. You could have silver and gold, and everything people may dream of, but if you have no hand to hold, it's not enough. Could never be enough. It's knowing you got someone who gives you reason, something you know is strong, and with you I see the best thing is free. Yeah, 'cause we got, we got all the love we need. And as nothing from nobody. Don't need love, cause baby we got it. Don't need nothing from nobody. Don't need loving, cause baby we got it.
Just enough,
yeah.
Travel news.
All right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel. It was a little bit difficult when I was coming in this morning on the M25. I had to come off there, but it looks like it's actually improved. Let's have a little look. Delays of 3 minutes, easing M25 anti-clockwise between Junction 29 of the A127 Southend Arterial Road, Romford-Bellston and Mount Road. Average speed's down to about 20 mile an hour. A little bit busy coming off from the A1023 onto the Brook Street roundabout, but it is now clear, and also coming from the Lakeside direction on to Brook Street roundabout along that section. Was very busy this morning. A1023 heading up towards Wilson's Corner is busy, and also across the Ongar Road, but it normally always is. Heading up towards the A12, you've got a clear run with those roadworks ongoing, junction 13 to 16 in both directions, and the traffic there slows down to a 40 mile an hour, and there will be some nighttime closures. Heading up from the M25 from Brook Street roundabout going up to the M11, one lane closed and queuing traffic due to a crash on the M11 southbound from junction 7 of the A414 Canes Lane Harlow to junction 6 of the M25. More traffic and travel coming up in an hour. Beautiful song. This is Wood. Oh, it's not. It's The Killers with Spirit. After that, we've got Would You Be Mine, which I love as well.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714 77 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night. Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEH BAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning things, windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEH BAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEH BAC show or at sehbac.com. Representative 19.9% APR, terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
You know I played this out loads last week. I love it. It's an absolutely beautiful song. And yeah, go check him out. It is Stefan Mahendra with Would You Be Mine.
I've been losing myself in you, babe. But I don't mind, cause I know it better as two. I don't wanna go, no, another day, oh no, without your love. Oh baby, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Can I be the one to love you for the rest of time? Would you be mine? Lately I've been losing myself in you, babe. And I don't care what anyone says, cause I know our love is true. I don't wanna go another day without your love. Oh baby, would you be mine? Would you be mine?
Would you be mine?
Can I be the one to love you for the rest of time?
Can I be the one to love you for the rest of time?
Yes, yes.
Would you be
mine? Ooh. Oh, I love that song. I saw it on one of my socials, I think, proving to you that music on socials works very well when you get little snippets. But you do have to put out quite a lot of these things on socials. What's this? I've just got a message. I just told somebody that I had a man who wanted to be my sugar daddy. I sent him a message and they said, I put the rabbit back outside my home as the winds are not bad. He's got a statue of a rabbit outside his property. And he was saying to the rabbit, you'll be, now this is a statue. This morning he was outside his property saying to the rabbit, you'll be okay now. Because obviously it's windy. He brought the statue in. Now he's put the statue back out. And he was saying to the rabbit, you'll be okay now. When he turned round, one of his neighbours was standing there watching him. But we do talk to objects, don't we? You do. It's one of those things you do. You know what I mean? You can stand there sometimes talking to, you know, I mean, I talk all the time like that in the car. I'm having interviews with people and, you know, imagining a famous celebrity I'm interviewing and chatting away. I think people must think I'm on the phone as we're driving along, going past. I'm having a good old chat. But we do talk to things. Like if you drop a plate or a special cup or something, you go, oh dear, it was your time to go. You know, you do things like that. But, yeah, I can imagine your neighbours probably putting an extra bolt on the door. Here's Smokey with Don't Play Your Rock and Roll to Me.
Don't play your rock and roll to me. That ain't the way it's meant to be. I ain't so blind that I can't see. Just let it lie, let it be. So don't play your rock and roll, no. Don't play your rock and roll, no. Don't play your rock and roll to me. Oh, well, I know you think I'm crazy hanging around, but I was sort of hoping you'd change from the girl I found. But your words just sound like rock and roll lines to me. And they're just about as burnt out as a worn out 45. And you can't expect them to keep our love alive. Oh. So don't play your rock and roll to me. That ain't the way it's meant to be. I ain't so blind that I can't see. Just let it lie, let it be. So
Don't play your rock and roll, no. Don't play your rock and roll, no. Don't play your rock and roll to me. Well, I guess you had me fooled for a while. With your come on looks and your Mona Lisa smile. But your rock and roll is getting out of time for me. Go sing your lines to someone else, cause someone else may be the fool you always thought you saw in me. Oh. So don't play your rock and roll to me. That ain't the way it's meant to be. I ain't so blind that I can't see. Just let it lie, let it be. Don't play your rock and roll, no. Don't play your rock and roll, no. Don't play your rock and roll to me. Just let it lie, let it be. Don't play your rock and roll, no. Don't play your rock and roll, no. Don't play your rock and roll to me.
Now, we've got some fantastic shows coming up for the rest of the day. After me, you've got Scott Ross. He's always hilariously funny. And Joe with Drive Time.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross, and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 Show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs, and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon, right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Hi,
thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. 3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
I took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Hey, turn on, kids. This is Ashley from Freak Power, and you're listening to Michelle Ward and Eat My Brunch.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay.